Hi, this is Vanessa Farina, your host here at the Creative Human Podcast, and welcome back. So we are in Women's History Month, and I'm not sure if you have ever realized of all of the history regarding women. It's not only been just 40 years since we've had a really somewhat big pave into women's rights, from being able to work to even being able to have a bank account to having a job. There's just so much more that we couldn't do just about 40 years ago. And I truly believe that we still have a very long fight to go, but it does take every single one of us to support that mission and for us to have equal rights. I'll be talking about this in a future episode in the upcoming weeks, a little more into detail on how I was featured on a documentary called Still Working 9 to 5, based on the movie Working 9 to 5. So I'm really excited to share those details, but not quite yet with you. But instead, I'd love to get into our next guest called Melba. Melba Tellez is the founder of Mujeres on the Rise, and she also works at Amazon. Welcome, Melba.
Hello, everyone. Thank you, Vanessa, for the invite. I am so excited. Like Deepa said, this is a wonderful way to start your Saturday, because after this, you're going to be full of energy.
Yes, yes, yes. I'm loving your Zoom background. Can you tell us, though, where you're dialing in from?
Yes, I am in Seattle, Washington.
I love it. We literally have women from all over the globe who are dialing in today. So it is such an honor to have you here. Can you please tell us a little bit about your background for those who might not be familiar with you?
Yes, of course. So I am a marketing manager at Amazon, and I am the proud founder of Mujeres on the Rise, which is a community that connects Latina women, and it provides them with resources and tools to grow their careers and build the life they always wanted, but never truly thought possible for them.
Amazing. And can we get a little bit into how what drew that inspiration to you? Like, I know it's so hard to start things, right? So how did that come up for you? Like, where did you find that courage?
Okay. So I think that's two separate questions, but yeah. I try to answer them to the best of my ability. So what prompted me to start Mujeres on the Rise was really out of my own need. So I actually had a very unconventional background. I dropped out of high school when I was 16 to get a job and help out my mom financially. I was raised in a single parent household. And to be honest, at the time, I felt like success was not something that I was going to achieve, no matter how bad I wanted it. So I had all of these dreams, all of these ideas, but I just didn't think they were possible for somebody with my background. So somehow something just eventually clicked in me, and I decided, you know what? This doesn't have to be my life forever just because it's my life right now. So I got my GED, I got a full-time job, and I kept working throughout college while I was working a full-time job. So eventually when I finished my bachelor's, I was like, okay, I did this while working a full-time job. Like, I can do this. I can put myself through a little bit more. Why not continue and get a master's degree? And so I did. I did my master's degree. And after that, the first day of grad school, that was perhaps the most revealing moment in my life. One of the most revealing moments, because when I got there, absolutely nobody looked like me. Everybody was Caucasian, was white, and I was one of the very few Latinas. And that, again, just reinforced that idea that what I wanted to achieve was not going to be possible. And that was really heartbreaking. I went through a lot of ups and downs thinking that I wasn't going to make it through grad school. I thought that the university was going to ask me to leave, that they had made some kind of mistake on their end letting me in. And then I realized, you know what, I can't be the only one that's feeling this way. And when I found my group of people at the university, I realized that I wasn't. And that's what really prompted me to start the community, because I wanted more women to know that it does not matter where you are in the process. There are others that are feeling this way. And if we all come together, instead of trying to compete with one another, we can truly help each other rise in our careers.
Absolutely. I absolutely love how you share that, right? I think it's one of the things that we don't talk enough about, the root of why there is so much competition between women. And if we look back, just looking at movies, for example, women had to marry to survive back in the day, right? They had to get into these families. So there was competition back in the day, because career was not an opportunity. We couldn't have bank accounts. We couldn't do so much, right? But we're not there today. And we're not realizing that there is way more than enough space for all of us times 100. And if we actually get we get so much farther when we're elevating each other. And again, I love quotes. And one of my favorite quotes, right, is we rise by lifting others. And that's absolutely
that
I'm 100% very strict on. We are here at Creative Woman. We are a zero judgment zone, period. No bullying. We are elevating each other and we pay it forward. And if that does not resonate with you, that's fine. You know, it's not for everyone, but we want to be able to motivate and inspire everyone for that. Let's go back to your childhood. I know you briefly like spoke about with me about it. And I'd love to learn like, you know, what were some of the things like who inspired you in your life? Family, no family, like what were those things that really made that foundation for you to be so, you know, such a go-getter?
Thank you for that. So I would say my biggest inspiration has always been my mom. So my mom, she raised three daughters on her own with her salary, often working 3 to 4 jobs at a time to be able to provide for us. And I was always taught that you had to hustle, you had to work hard. And I'm not saying that that's a good thing. It's just the best way that my mom knew how to do it with, you know, her resources and her own background. And I think that's something that a lot of Latinas specifically go through because you're taught that you do have to work really hard. And oftentimes you doing manual labor, you know, what I do now, that's basically, you know, in the comfort of my own home may not necessarily be understood by a lot of people in the Latinx community because they're used to working outside, working, you know, in construction and doing all these things that are wonderful and have really paved the way for us. Another of my greatest inspirations was definitely my grandma. My grandma was always the person that saw something in me, saw potential in me well before I saw it in myself. And I go back often. I actually have a box of memories that I keep. And I have so many notes from my grandma just telling me, like, you can do this, Mija, do this. You should put yourself out there. And always seeing potential in me when I was just a young 13-year-old unconfident girl, not feeling comfortable in her own skin. And it's really nice to go back to that and see the progress and also see the people that have always been there for you.
Absolutely. And is there a situation, a trauma particularly that, you know, that you were like, wow, like this affected us so much. And I didn't even realize, like, right, as we reflect and we're growing, we don't realize that some of the things that we've lived, right? We were talking about negative things, right? With Deepa, we were talking about that too, you know. We might have grown up with abuse or toxic or seeing things or hearing things, maybe not necessarily in the first person, but is there a situation that really have like stuck with you and you're like, you know what? I went through that, but I'm proud of that because I've taken these learnings and sometimes we might learn from other people's mistakes, you know?
It's hard for me to pinpoint like one thing in particular, but something that has been really prevalent, especially like in the community, the Latinx community again, is there's like this mental health stigma. And I do like in retrospect, identify that when I was going through things at the age of 13, which were perhaps some of my toughest years, I really didn't have anybody to talk to about it, or I felt like I couldn't because I was afraid of being judged. And unfortunately, that's still very much prevalent today. Like you mentioned, it's 2021 and we're still dealing with these things, but there's this stigma that you can't ask for help. You have to figure things out on your own. You shouldn't cry because that makes you weak. If you tell people your feelings, that makes you weak. And I mean, it's still something that I'm struggling with today, but now I've grown so much to the point where it's like, my vulnerabilities actually make me a stronger person because I feel confident enough to be able to ask for help and tell people what I need from them.
Absolutely. I could not agree with you more, right? It becomes our superpower. It's like my theme for the year. I'm like, what do you think is not working for you? What are you having? Yeah. You know, what do you think you need help with? What are you struggling with? Guess what? When you can put your wall down, talk about it, admit it, it's hard. It's so freaking hard. But once you go through that battle, it's your superpower. That doesn't mean that you've perfected it, but you are comfortable enough in your skin, in your mind, in your soul to own it, right? And I think that there's nothing more empowering than that. So thank you for being able to talk about that. Is there maybe a personal situation where it was like an aha moment or maybe a hit rock bottom moment that you were just like, Melba, get it together? Or Melba, oh my gosh, this is it.
There's one. So again, I started working at a very young age. And I remember one time, I think I was about 18 years old at this time. And I was working at a cost center at AT&T. And one day we were having this sales training. And I remember just sitting there, I was waiting for the sales training to start. And this woman comes up, and she was a Latina woman. And it was like very rare to see a Latina woman at AT&T. So I was sitting there and I see her walk up. She's like the VP of marketing, and she starts talking to us about marketing and sales. And that's what actually drove me to start my career in marketing. But I remember seeing her and I was like, okay, that's what I want. That's the person that I want to be. That's a strong, successful Latina woman. She was beautiful. She was dressed for success. She just looked amazing. And I was so inspired in that moment that I went home. I started Googling everything about marketing, and I'm like, wait, this is what I would always draw up these like little business plans and pretend I was selling stuff when I was younger, like in composition notebooks. So I was always passionate about marketing, but I never knew that it had like a name. I never knew the actual terminology for it until that day. And that's when I realized, okay, I gotta get my ass back to school. I enrolled to get my GED, because at that point I still hadn't done it. And I just went for it from there. I was like, okay, I'm not gonna hold back. I need to do it, because if I don't do it, nobody else is going to do it for me. And within my family, you know, it was okay for me to just have a job at a call center forever. And I'm not shaming on that. It's just not something that I wanted for myself.
Wow. And can we talk a little bit more of how you made that decision? You got your GED. A lot of people are like so embarrassed to talk about that. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that is Melba's superpower. I freaking loved it. I dropped out of college. I actually didn't have the courage to even say that. And when I say I drop out of college, that does not mean I don't support education. There are so many ways to get educated. I just joined Cornell to do like a program. You know what I mean? I'm a huge believer of education, but sometimes it doesn't work out for everybody the way traditionally, you know, we're supposed to do it. So can you talk about, you know, this untraditional to traditional, like what was that like for you?
That's actually, it's interesting, because I felt the exact same way when I got my GED, and even throughout undergrad, I never told anybody. Like people would ask me, what year did you graduate high school? And I was like trying to do the math. I'm like, okay, what year would I have graduated if I had done it traditionally? Like even after I finished my undergrad, I still didn't feel comfortable until I knew that I was about to graduate with my master's. And I say until I knew, because again, at the beginning, I was very like, is this going to work? Is it not going to work? But yeah, I mean, it took me getting a master's degree to be able to say, I have a GED. And that's ridiculous. It's ridiculous, because as a huge fan as I am of education, like you mentioned, it's not for everyone. And everyone's path looks different. Mm-hmm. Some people will succeed and do extremely well with nothing but a high school education. Some people go on to get postdocs. Like everybody's journey looks different. And if you spend your entire life comparing yourself or thinking this is the only and the right way to do things, then you're never going to be able to discover who you truly are and who you're meant to be in this world.
Agreed. 100, a billion percent. I think one of the things that was like the hardest for me, right, being in school, being in college, was I had an entrepreneurial spirit and I didn't know what that meant. That word wasn't out there like it is today. And we were kind of shamed for asking questions, being creative, wanting to know why things happened. Like, how can we innovate? How can we pivot? Like, how? I would actually get in trouble for asking all of these questions. And not a good idea to get, you know, on your professor's bad side, but I respectfully was asking questions. And then it was just one of these things where my career took off and I was working 24/7. And I was like, wait, this kind of feels like being in business school. Let's check how this is working. And it just worked for me. But thank you for being able to share that. Yeah. And it's one of these things that I love how you are now owning it. It's your superpower. And Melba, you can be such a wonderful example to women from like all over the world that, yeah, you don't have to, you can drop out of high school. You can have a GED, whatever it is. Like here, you're working for such a huge company. You've launched your company. And that's just so amazing and inspiring. And yeah. Can you tell us a little bit more about Mujeres on the Rise?
Yeah, of course. So Mujeres on the Rise is all about community, but it's also about giving you the tools that you need to feel confident to go out there and follow your dreams, whatever your dreams may be, whether they involve the corporate world or they involve entrepreneurship. I really want mujeres to know that you can have the life that you've always wanted. So I do a variety of things through the platform. I feature other Latina women, because not all about me. Again, it's all about the community. And I want people to know that women from all walks of life have developed the career they've always wanted. And I also offer resume consultations. We actually have a resume course launching tomorrow. Tuesday. Why am I thinking it's Monday? No, it's barely Saturday. So I have a resume course and we do career coaching and a variety of other services as well.
Awesome. Can you share a fun fact about you?
Fun fact. I got married in Las Vegas. It was a planned wedding. I always have to say that when I say I got married in Las Vegas, but so being, you know, raised in a Latino household, my mom wanted to invite so many people to my wedding. We already had like a wedding list of like 400 people. And I was like, that is not the vibe that I want. I want just people that are really important and special to me. And I wanted something really small. And I felt that the only way to do that was if I didn't have it in my hometown. So I just did it somewhere else and invited 20 people. And yeah, I have no regrets about that.
That's so awesome. What are you manifesting for 2021?
That's a wonderful question. So not a lot of people know about this. I'm like looking to see how many people are on this call.
We have 45.
This is a safe space. Okay. So yeah. I am actually working on writing a book. So I am working on a book proposal this year, and it's something that's so special to my heart, and I kind of just guarded it so I don't tell a lot of people, but I'm happy to share it here. And yeah, I just can't wait to start putting it out there and trying to find somebody to represent it.
Amazing. Thank you for confiding in this group. Should we make sure that we have our lips sealed until further notice?
No, it's fine. Honestly, I need to follow my own advice, and you should be vocal about what you want, because then that's your way of putting it out there and making it happen.
Melba is putting a book out, everybody. Tell the whole world. I absolutely love it. Can you tell our audience how they can follow you, how they can support you, offerings? I know you said you have the course coming out on Tuesday.
So definitely follow on Mujeres on the Rise on Instagram or on TikTok. We actually, I got to over 20,000 followers on TikTok in a week, and I have no idea how that happened. So if you're not on TikTok and you have a business, do yourself a favor and go on TikTok like this weekend. So follow on Mujeres on the Rise, or you can follow me at Melba_Theyes. And I am so happy to help, or if you have any questions about getting into the tech industry, I am all about literally paying it forward. So feel free to reach out and I'll be happy to help you.
Thank you, Melba. I think we're definitely going to have to book a different session to talk all things TikTok, because I don't understand that, and trying to figure out Clubhouse and then technology. I love it. But then I'm just like, can't they just send you get these emergency updates on your phone when like something's happening? Why can't they just send like updates of like what is happening with, because like, I feel like once I figure out something, I'm like 10 versions behind, like I cannot keep up. I'm like, it's like a full-time job. So I would love to learn more on like how to use TikTok. Thank you so much for being here. Super, super grateful.
Yes, of course. Thank you so much for inviting me, and I hope everyone has a great weekend.
Talk about a powerhouse woman, from dropping out of high school to getting a degree and working at literally one of the top tech companies of the world. Now that is exactly what I call resilience, ambitious, and eager to learn. So proud to be able to have had her as one of our guest speakers. Don't forget to stay in the loop with all of our future guests and to suggest some people that you would like to hear on our podcast. Make sure to follow us at Creative Human Podcast and at Creative Human Official. Don't forget to subscribe, rate, and review the podcast. Super grateful for your support and for you to show up for yourself to learn something new here today. I'm your host, Vanessa Farino, and I will see you next week.